Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Heron Document Systems, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, H&H Lifestyles, Jessup Furniture, Parker's, Shell and Hogan, and by Nat's Landing. Now here is your host, John Wetzler.
Well, welcome to this, the final Frederick Academy Coaches Show, which is bittersweet. But thank you for coming out again with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am John Wetzler, again, on location at Nat's Landing on St. Savage Island, where we have been all year, and this will be the last time for this year, unfortunately. But we're thinking about coming out on Wednesdays at 7:30 anyway, because we just enjoyed it so much. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Urgent Med 1, by Urgent Med Plus. Urgent Med 1 is in Brunswick, and Urgent Med Plus is the one on the island. By Heron Document Systems, by Parker's, by H&H Lifestyles, which is over there in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center, just to the right, if you're looking at Winn-Dixie, by Jessup Furniture, and by Shell and Hogan, and by our very gracious and wonderful host throughout this season, Nat's Landing. So now joining us for the show is head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, head coach Brandon Derrick.
Thank you all. Again, I'd like to thank everybody. I think Jason did a good job, but I'd like to thank everybody that's been out and supported us all year. As you know, our season goes pretty long. I think we started way before August 11th, and it goes all the way up to right now, We're probably about 2 minutes away from being walking off the field right now with our shoes dirty and still practicing and playing for the state championship this Friday. But I just want to thank everybody that's been through us through thick and thin, and it's been a fun ride. I still haven't recovered, but it's one of those things that it's physically and mentally draining for the kids and the coaches. And I'd like to thank my coaching staff who they're home resting, and that's where they should be. They do a really good job, and then everybody else that's been behind us, the Bush Club and the administration at the school, have done a great job this year. And I thought our kids really exemplified that Friday night in their effort and the way we played. And again, it's like I said in the huddle, I don't know what good we were supposed to get out of that game, but somewhere down the road, 6 months from now, I'm going to figure it out and I'll know. But that one was a tough game, but our kids fought to the bitter end. There was never any hesitation in what we were doing, and our guys did a great job.
Well, this is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I thought that it was one of the most well-coached, one of the most well-executed, and I'm focusing on defense right now, because that's really, I was working the chains, and I'm kind of on defense the whole time, working the far end of the chain. So I'm kind of watching defense and front, even, the whole time I'm watching defense, their defense and ours. And I felt like what you did was what I heard the commentators have to say whenever the Falcons played Michael Vick. Everything had to be so disciplined as far as assignment based, from the defensive line to the defensive secondary to every single person had, because we were playing number two, and all these other, their quarterback was a superlative athlete. They had superlative athletes that have been one of the most prolific producing offenses. They averaged 40 plus yards a game. Well, guess what? The score was in the fourth quarter. We dominated them and made them one-dimensional. Nobody on film that you could look at made Valwood one-dimensional this year the way we did, and that's because our defensive personnel, our coaches, and our players were doing something consistent that was keeping the most prolific scoring team in the GISA for being able to score and having demoralized coaches who were resorting, because I was over there on the chain gang, who were resorting to cussing and screaming at their own parents.
Well, I think the game plan was, it was an outstanding, and I explain that to a lot of people. As fans, college, you watch it and you see guys go on and off. In college games, you got seven guys that run on the field on defense, and they've got, but in college, they've got, you know, 24 coaches up there with binoculars, and when number three runs on for one team, the number seven's running on for this, and we got about three or four coaches, and Friday night when they were trying to maneuver their athletes against some of our lesser athletes, we played the chess match, and we did a really good job. I thought Coach Riquette, Coach Roberts, and all those guys did a great job of getting our secondary moving around, but we were trying to create those matchups where they couldn't beat us one-on-one and contain the quarterback at the same time. And I think that you saw our defensive line play outstanding. And then on top of that, our linebackers just did a great job of to press the quarterback. We had one guy that spied the quarterback practically all night. Just depending which way he opened up, they were to spy the quarterback and take away the run. And they did a really good job. You know, secondary-wise, you know, we had a whole different assignment kind of secondary-wise, and I think the kids did a good job as the game went on the fly, we made adjustments as the game went on, in-game adjustments, without kids that don't come off the field. What people don't realize is Jalen doesn't come off the field. He plays free safety and then rolls over and plays quarterback. I don't get to make an adjustment with him much, besides as we're walking for 25 seconds. Here, we got to do this, change this up, and I thought the kids just did a great job, and I couldn't ask for a better effort. I couldn't ask for better sportsmanship. The way they battled all night long, and they just did a great job. The kids did an outstanding job all night long, and our staff did a great job too.
I agree, and there's more to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, but right now we're going to take a word from our sponsors.
Your proud new home for the Frederick Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season, Nat's Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7:30 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederick Academy football. And of course, enjoy the flip-flop atmosphere that has made Nat's Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's, 912-638-7378, and let's go Knights!
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Heron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Heron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Heron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herondS.com.
H&H Lifestyles on St. Simons is proud to sponsor this broadcast of the Frederick Academy Knights 2017 football season. From first downs and touchdowns to kickoffs and playoffs, the H&H team will be cheering on the Frederica team. H&H Lifestyles, appliances, bedding, audio, video, electrical, and security, located in Retreat Plaza on St. Simons Island. Go Knights!
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Thank you. Thank you all for coming out. I'm John Wetzler on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simons. This segment is brought to you by Nat's Landing, our host, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Care and Document Systems, and by H&H Lifestyles. So, Coach, you know, we've talked a little bit about kind of broadly about the season, and I just want to say I agree with you that the coaches deserve a rest. All the kids deserve a rest after the season they played. And we, as parents, I as a parent, and as a member of this community, can say as a firsthand witness that you and Coach Burkett and Coach Mathis and all of the volunteer coaches and teachers and people who some get paid and some don't, and it doesn't really matter, because everybody that has contributed to this effort has helped our children learn about being on a team and about being ready for life, even more than getting ready for football games, and we thank you for that.
You're welcome. I mean, you know, we all woke up Saturday morning and we were in that shock, still trying to figure out what had just happened. And I think, Sunday I typed up the game recap and I tried to summarize it the best I felt was, you know, at the end of the day, those trophies and those rings and all that will collect us, but I hope that the lessons that we've learned, you know, from football and from the coaches and the relationships that we've gained with our kids on the team, and I reflect on that, and you know, it took me 4 hours to type up the recap. Four paragraphs, took me 4 hours. One, I'm not real good with the English language, but the second one was, I didn't know how to summarize it up, because, you know, we were literally 2 minutes away from playing for the state championship, and then to have your heart ripped out, it's hard to say in a recap what the kids mean to you. You know, I can honestly say that we have created relationships with these kids that go beyond wins and losses.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how many phone calls that I receive from former players and coaches. My old college coach, guys that I've played with, they follow us. And my phone was blown up with texts and everything else, and former players that called just to check on me, make sure I hadn't jumped off a bridge or anything. You know, I guess they know me real well. But it's the relationships. You know, I reflect back on that, you know, the relationships that we've created. You know, I'm not a head coach that just walks around and the kid knows me as the head coach. You know, I'm a guy that's in the classroom and the hallways that high-five the kids. And today, I'm after school making sure we're in tutorial and we're getting our assignments finished and things like that. And I think we lose that sometimes because we get so focused on winning the state championship. And we were focused. I'm not gonna lie. I would love to be right here tonight talking about playing for it, but at the same time, sometimes you lose perspective in what you're in the business to do. And my job is, like I said, to make these guys good leaders for the community, make them great fathers, and make them outstanding husbands down the road. You know, that's my job. Not to be the head coach that won a state championship, but they hated my guts because of it, and I didn't have a relationship. And, you know, the biggest thing, I guess, that makes me appreciate what I do is the kids were upset they lost because they wanted to win it for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, that goes a long way. That means we have a pretty strong tie in that locker room that those kids believe in what I believe in, and we'll walk down that path. We'll get there. We're going to get there. You know, it's not for lack of effort. And, you know, I think after the shock we're off, we were still hurt. And as somebody said, Coach, if it didn't hurt, it wouldn't mean anything.
Exactly. And I
think that it means the world to our kids and our program. But overall, you know, I wanted to reflect on that because we've got a great group of kids that's come through for 5 years that I've that I've hopefully that I've mentored and I've taught, not just coached in football, but, you know, I've got relationships with guys that I coached 15, 20 years ago that still call and check in. And that's what it's all about. At the end of the day, you know, again, I'd love to be playing for state championship, but at the end of the day, when I reflect on it, I have to look at the positive, right? I can't think about all the bad stuff that right now, but that's one of the biggest things is our relationships that we create and how we develop these kids.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, you know, my high school senior year, we didn't make it to the playoffs. We were 5-5. The Roswell game was a fluke still, but there's some conspiracy theories about the Roswell cheerleaders and the refs, but I won't get into that. But, you know, we were 5-5. But every time my high school football coach sees me, Bob Lord, he looks me in the eye, he puts his arms around me, he asks me how I'm doing, he asks me how my life's going, what's going on in my family, with my faith, and the last thing he ever does is he tells me he loves me and he gives me a hug. That was my high school football coach. Now, I don't care if we won the state championship with a jerk. I'd rather have a 5-5 team where we're all still friends to this day, talking about the specific plays in certain games that we remember from high school. And that keeps us, and we're still friends. We're in our 40s. We got nothing better to do than remember the times we had playing football. And that's what matters. And I think everything you're saying is true. And that, you know, you and the other coaches and this community, the Frederica staff, everybody has created an environment for these kids to learn about community, to learn about sacrifice. There is very little. I have a friend who's a Ranger in the Army, and he's been in combat, and I played football with him. He said nothing he did in, after he got done playing 4 years of college football was as hard as 3-day practices. Nothing.
Right.
And so all the other people are falling out and quitting, and he's been playing 4 years of college football, and you know, in high school football, and you know, y'all are preparing these kids to be healthy down the road, and to be able to endure things, to push themselves beyond limits that they never thought that they could get beyond. And you did that this year.
There's days that I didn't know they were going to get through practice, but we fought through it. And you know, I think when we all take time, and 6 months from now, it ain't going to wear off that quickly, but 6 months from now we're going to look back and reflect on it and talk about how much fun the season is, because it's like I said, even in the email, is the kids do it, one, because they love the game,
right,
but two, they love the camaraderie in the locker room, the having teammates and people they can rely on, and you know, the next thing is they want to go out there and support the community. They want people to know that they represent our community, and they've done a really good job this year. You know, Friday night, as bad as it hurt, I wasn't about to put my head down because we were really, really good. And our kids shouldn't hold their head down at all after Friday night's game. It was an outstanding football game and even a better effort by our kids. And we come up a little bit short. It just wasn't meant to be. Divine intervention stepped in. And
sounding very Calvinist.
Now, I'm just
5-point Calvinism.
I'm just saying it.
That's all right.
It was beyond our control, some of it.
I'm not judging you.
But I just want everybody to know our kids are they're outstanding. Not only good football players, but really good kids, and they represent our school really well.
I agree, and we are, unfortunately, right now, we're going to have to take a little break. But we will be right back on the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles? Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice? Parker's. Fresh fruit cups, salads, and Dippin' Dots? Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parkers, and let's go Knights! Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
For years, Shalvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shalvin Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shalvin Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simon's Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am John Wetzler on location at Knights Landing on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Parkers, Jessup Furniture, and Shalvin Hogan. Well, this is the tail end of the program. Coach, I just want to let you kind of lead it, you know, but I don't know if you want to talk about anything specific in the game. I'll just simply say again that I felt like it was one of the most disciplined football games we've played. Offense produced. You know, in my work, and I don't know all that much, but I played the game as long as I possibly could until a doctor told me you have to stop. So I'm just saying, it seemed like we wanted to win this football game, and we showed that through discipline. And our offense put us in a position to win the game, which is all you can really ask an offense to do. And our defense gave us confidence. Every time the defense was on the field, I was like, whew, defense is on the field, man. We're all right for a while. You know, I mean, even though offense produced and put us in a position to win, it was tough and it was people getting hurt. And, you know, defense, we were doing the hurting. Yeah. You know, so, I mean, I'm just saying all around, we were in a position to win the football game, and I felt like it was great competition.
It was, again, we're going to look back on it and see the film, and we're going to say, wow, what a really good game. You know, I thought in all the phases, offensively, we knew we were going to have to hit them on big plays. It wasn't going to be a grinded out type thing. They were really good up front on defense. They were very good defensively. I think they were only letting people score 9 points a game all season, was the average. And so, you know, we looked at our offense, and yes, we got all those weapons, but when you play a really good defense, you know, it is what it is. That you're going to get into a game where every one of them counts, and, you know, we got called for two penalties. I still question. That cost us two touchdowns, and we dropped one in the end zone, too. You know, I mean, I know they dropped one, but you look back on it, if we don't get the two touchdowns called back, we're up 21 or 24 to nothing, it's probably Katie barred the door, and we walk away from it. But, you know, it was one of those things. It was an up-and-down game. Offensively, we made enough plays, and we knew we were going to have to win some one-on-one matchups. I think everybody knew right off the bat that we were going to go at number 7. For Valwood, with our number one, with Jay Sean, we were going to try to use that height advantage and go up top and try to take our shots. And we hit them on a couple of them, and they got us on one. You know, there's probably two plays in the whole game I wish I'd go back and change, but you can't really do that. And, you know, when you look at it, some people, you know, hindsight's 20/20, you know, and, as crazy as it is in the battle, you know, you're down there and the headset and you've got 25 seconds to make a call and you got to do this, you got to do that. And I think that we put ourselves in a situation to win the football game right up to the end, you know. Thought the defense was great, but I told them all week, you know, it was going to come down to field position. It's going to come down to turnovers. It's going to come down to special teams. And, you know, we have one bad snap, and that ended up really being the dagger. But overall, you know, you can't look back at that one play. If we don't get this, if we don't get that, if this happens, we win. If that happens, this, you know. But like I said, hindsight's 20/20. And as my dad used to always say, if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas too. So, but at the same time, you can't go back and you can't play the if game. You can't play that. And I thought that, you know, overall, the game was, I probably lost 5 years of my life because of it, and I know I've lost some more hair, I'm pretty sure. I don't know if it was when I was pulling it out.
You're right.
I don't know if it was when I was pulling it out yelling at the referees in the last 30 seconds of the game, but trying to get a timeout call, which they told me to run back in the box. I ran back in the box and still called timeout. They won't give me a timeout. I was pretty livid. I did tell them how I felt after the game with all of them there, which I could get fined. Who knows? It doesn't bother me at this point. I let them know just exactly how I felt about them. I told them I was going to send them a Christmas card is what it was, you know, with a lot of things on it.
That was sweet.
Yeah. And but overall, you know, when you look back on it, we have a very bright future. And that's the thing that I woke up to the next morning going, I can lay here, I can mope around, or I can go back to work. And so it's funny that my wife said, we're going to go back to work. We're going to go clean up the locker room. And we went right back into the Demon and got it all cleaned up on Saturday. And
Maverick, he's got to get back in the plane.
And we went right back to work on Saturday. And she wouldn't let me really, she wouldn't let me sit around and mope about it. She was just like, let's go back over there and get it done, get it cleaned up. And let's get ready for next year, you know, and that's what we're doing. You know, I'm already setting up, talking to the guys about weight training at 6:30 in the morning and coming in the spring and everybody lifting and everybody being in. And, you know, it takes commitment. It takes heart. And I tell you what, we were at the foot of the gate, like I said, the team hub. We were right at the foot of the gate. All we got to do now is kick the gate in and walk on in the gate and go take what's ours. Because it's ours. It's sitting there. And now I hope we play with a chip on our shoulder next year. I hope every day we come to the weight room, every day we go out to practice with that chip that we were 30 seconds away from playing for a state championship. And if we can, if that carries over, we'll kick the gate down and we'll be standing where we want to be at this time next year. And I truly believe that because our kids have it in them to do it. And, you know, we can sit around and mope about it and be mad about it, but the only thing you can do, go back to work. My dad said, of all the things, you know, son, that's going to fix it, just go back to work and get it done. And you know, he hated it, but he offered that piece of advice. You got next year, go back to work. Just go back to work and get it done and push them. And that's what we're going to do. You know, he said this, you got them. You got them right now. Hook, line, and sinker. He said, take them out there, go to work, and do your best. And, you know, he's kind of the wise old sage. He never played any sports, but sometimes he's my voice of reason. And I have three or four people that I call about voices of reason because sometimes I can be emotional. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. And I'm pretty passionate about what I do because I believe it makes a difference in these guys' lives. And so if you don't have any passion in what we do, you don't need to be in it. And,
I agree.
And that's why I do it. That's why I enjoy it. I love these kids. I love this school. You cut me, I'm going to bleed green. I mean, that's the goal, is to go out and go to work. And we're going to go get the prize. And when we do, all those guys that's been there building the program, they can come back and be part of it too.
I agree. And this is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I think I said this once before. Might go on the bingo cards next year. My accountant told me basically along the same lines of what you're saying. I was trying to explain the difficulty of trying to find somebody that helped me at my work. And he said, what you're saying is you're looking for somebody who cares. I was like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
But it took me like 15 minutes to try to explain that technically. But yeah, I don't care if you're coaching football or if you're married or if you're a student or if you're employed or if you're an employer. You gotta care. And I can't think of why you would want to play this game if you don't care. And you guys led these kids to the point where I can tell you that for the first time I've seen my son in as long as, since he's been driving and he's 17 now, not want to do anything with his friends. Him and Jalen Simpson sat around my house till 4 o'clock in the morning staring at each other and saying very, very little to each other and drifting in and out of sleep and then moping downstairs. I mean, I've never seen him care that much before. You know, and it's not like he's, the head honcho out there, but everybody did. Everybody felt that way. Everybody cared. It wasn't about any individual. It was about the fact that we did this as a team, and we accomplished some pretty awesome stuff. We really did. We made it to the last game of playoffs, and we beat the team who, if they win, and I think they will, we beat the team that may win the state championship. Not only did we beat them, we dominated them the whole game. And I think we could take that. I think hopefully we can take the outcome of this game next week if Valwood wins the way I think they can. Under the circumstances of being against a superior team, if Valwood comes out there and pulls an Edmund Burke like they did when they got fired at, you know, because they, and I think they're capable of it. They're a well-coached team. They got a ton of athletes. They don't have 75 kids on the field, but there's only 11 out. It will be out there anyway, so who cares?
Right.
You know? So I think Valwood's got a chance to do it.
I think, you know, I do too. I think they're a very good team. And, you know, like I said 4 years ago when I put them on the schedule, they were going to be the group we were going to have to beat to go and play at that next level. And I think we're at that next level. I think the guys have done and they've committed, and we're gonna set the tone next year. That's my message from going forward now. As Ric Flair said, you want to beat the man, you got to beat the man. But you know what? I've never told anybody we're the man.
That's right.
And so next year, I'm gonna go ahead and put it out there. We're gonna be the man.
That's right.
Because we've been building it. It's built. We're gonna be the man.
Yeah.
And so for the seniors, it's coming up. The juniors, it's going to be seniors. You better grab it, and you better be the man.
Yeah.
And you better lead them all the way to where we want to be. Because I'm going to go ahead and say it. We got the guys to be the man. We're going to be the man. If they want to put the target on our back, fine. We're going to be big enough to put it on our back.
We'll defend it.
That's right. And so we let this one slip away, no more. And it's going to start from when we start getting up at 6:30 in the morning, and we're all going to wake up that morning and go, God, I hate Coach Derek. And Coach Derek's even going to wake up that morning and go, man, I hate myself for making this. And my wife's going to be like, what were you thinking? But when we're standing there, and we hold that state championship trophy up next year,
that's right,
then we'll all realize what the commitment was for. And
right.
We're going to go back to work. And we're going to work, 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 and we're going to be the man. And if you don't want to be part of that, right now is your time to get off the train, because I'm telling you, we're going to come to a town near you, and we're going to run right through it and take it over to it at the same time. And you haven't heard me say that in 5 years, but we're about to do that. And I'm going to take these guys, and we're going to march, and they're going to go to war, and they're going to do that. And I want them to be the man, so I'm going to go ahead and put it out there and tell them that that's the expectation, and it's always been our expectation, but it's our target. It's our game now, and I think our kids can take that baton and go play, and I'm excited for them. And, again, it took me 3 days. We're going to go back to work, and we're going to get better. And we got to get out of the funk, and we got to go on and be ready to play, and I think we can. And, again, I want to thank everybody that's helped us this year. It's been a process. And it takes time, and you've got some that are able to do things certain ways, and ours has been the process of building a football program. We're in year six of having a football program, and we're right there at being in the Final Four, and we were a minute away from being in the state championship, and we got a chance to go next year.
Win and we won it once, actually.
Yeah, and we won it in the first year, so, you know, and then we had to go way up to all those classifications. But
yeah.
But we are going to we're going to be ready to go, and I think our kids will step up to the challenge and be ready to play. And I'm excited, and I mean, you can't stay down and hold you up your whole life. So if I'm going to come in here and say what I just said, then we better all be excited and be ready to go. So let's gas up the cars and let's get this thing ready to rock and roll, and let's have some fun while we do it. You know, we're going to play the music loud while we work out. We're going to hop around. We're going to jump around. We're going to be good at what we do. And I'm excited where we're going. The future's bright. And you know, again, thanks to everybody that supported us and everybody that's out here tonight. Through the thick and the thin, through the tears, the sweat, the blood, and that good old football smell that we have at the end. It's fun.
Fantastic.
And it's fun, and it's a game of life. And for me, it's a passion. I've been chasing it for over 20-something years. I've been wanting that state championship out there. But at the same time, it's all about the relationships that we make as we go down that journey. And it's about the journey. So we're gonna continue that journey, and it's going to be a tough one. But we're going to get there someday.
Well, thank you all again for coming out this whole season, and thank you for Nats. And I just would hope that the kids that do listen in would listen to what you said and really go all in and understand not that this isn't just rhetoric coming from a partial coach of a team. We got a senior group that we got to stick together, guys. You know, to the extent that it's possible, we all need to continue to be here. We need the fans, we need the school, we need everybody to get these guys back next year. If we have this junior class translated into next year, I mean, it's there's no arrogance at all in what you're saying. There's no assumptions or puffery, as they say in salesmanship. I mean, it's ours to lose. If we get everybody back unified from top to bottom. But thank you, Coach. Thank you for doing a great job. Thank you for all you did for my boy and everybody else's children here, the cheerleaders and the kids and everybody else. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all for having me out here.
Well, this has been the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We don't know where we'll be next year. We might be back here at Nats. We'll see you all next year when the season starts. Thank you. Signing off, I'm John Wessler.